T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron Cherry is here with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for braving the elements today.
Yeah, it was braving the elements. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Where'd you come in from, man?
I came in from way out east in Lee Summit.
All right, so was it getting a little bad out there?
Yeah, it was
morning?
Pretty bad. I mean, as soon as I got on the highway, there's a tractor trailer sitting there in the middle of the median. Just stopped.
Oh, that's no good.
No, you don't no want good. That. So no, I just took my time.
How you feeling about this game on Sunday? You feeling good about it?
Yeah, I'm feeling good about it. It's exciting being in this position again this year. And, you know, we've got a team that we've played early in the season, so we know. So there's an advantage there. And the big advantage is we're at home.
No doubt about it. Now, you obviously played that safety position for all those years. Who's the toughest running back you've ever had to bring down?
Oh, man. You know, San Diego had a couple guys, Marion Butts at the time, and, God, I'm trying to think. It was a big wide receiver that they converted to a running back. He was, God, I can't think of his name.
Was it Natron right Means? Did you play against him?
Yeah, I did play against Natron Means, but not him. Now, Marion Butts was a beast, total beast.
Did you ever have to go against Earl Campbell?
Yes, my rookie year. Or my third year in the league,
okay.
Earl Campbell.
What was that like, trying to tackle him?
So I played with Earl in one of my Pro Bowls that I played in Hawaii. The guy had the biggest thighs that I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he was just a huge individual, amazing player, just big, strong. And, you know, you think about a guy like that trying to tackle somebody like that, it's crazy. I mean, even – you know, when we had Christian Okoye, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, the guy steps on the scale before the game and he's 300 pounds with all his pads on.
Oh.
So you can imagine you got 300-plus pound lineman beating on you, and then you got another back coming through the hole full speed, you know, at 300 pounds. That's a tough day.
So what's the advice that you have for these guys against Derrick Henry? Because he's been just shredding defenses.
Put your big boy pads on. You got to go hit them. This is the game to go to the Super Bowl. And they know, you know, this is the game. This is what you play for. This is what you dream about as a youngster all your life, to get an opportunity to play in a championship game and then to go to the Super Bowl. So if you're not ready to play and you're not ready to tackle, if you don't have that mindset, shame on you.
Back-to-back years in this game, certainly for the returning Chiefs. Man, you got to realize – kind of unprecedented territory. You don't get to this game every year, so you got to take advantage.
Yeah, it's you're very lucky and very fortunate. Everything fell into place for this team, but you know, when you get these opportunities, you got to take advantage of them, and especially when you're playing at home.
You know, you're playing these back-to-back games, not back-to-back, but the rematch, obviously, from earlier in the season. How much do you look at that first game with the Tennessee Titans and factor that into what's going to take place on Sunday?
I think you can learn a lot from that game. What they tried to do to you, attempted to do to you, and what they did to you, you know, to come back into the game was run the football with Derrick Henry. And, you know, you're going to see a steady diet. I think, you know, the head coach, he'll be smart. And, you know, the thing you have to do against the Chiefs is limit their opportunities on offense. And how do you do that? Well, you run the football and you try to shorten the game. You don't want Patrick Mahomes to have 12 or 13 or 14 possessions, because, you know, undoubtedly he's going to score touchdowns. So they have to shorten the game. And the way to do that is to run the football.
Nice.
And they've got a good offensive line, and they've been showing that they can run it against anybody late in the season.
So if you're playing defense against the Chiefs, like, what's your mindset going into a game with an offense that's got like five or six dudes that can beat your ass?
Pick your poison. What do you want? You know, who do you want to make beat you? You know, last week we saw it, right?
Yeah.
They said, well, we're going to take away Tyreek Hill. We're going to take away Sammy Watkins. We're going to make Travis Kelce beat us, and he did, right?
Right.
So it's, you know, it's just hard to defend against a team like that has so many weapons and so much speed, and you've got an innovative play caller in Andy Reid. And, you know, when you think about it, it's hard to figure out what they're going to attack you with. Every game is different. So, and then you got to deal with the quarterback. You know, normally in situations, you say you go into a game, you have a quarterback, and you look at it and say, oh, this quarterback is a quarterback. When he scrambles, he's trying to run the ball, or when he scrambles, he's trying to pass. With Patrick, you got it both, you know, so it's hard. How are you going to defend that? It's hard to defend.
We're talking with Jerron Cherry. We're live at Rally House, 97th and Quivira. I think what's been impressive to me, Mahomes' kind of development with the feet. You mentioned his ability to scramble, but also to take off on third down. He's really got that innate ability to now run when it presents itself.
Well, he's so athletic in the pocket. You know, he can avoid the rush, and he knows where he can step up and make a play, and when he has to throw the ball and when he can run it and make a big play. You know, and that's the thing. You want to try to sustain drives, and he's been able to do that. And, you know, that's tough on a defense because it's demoralizing. You want to get three and out. You want to get off the field, right? When you can't get off the field, it's tough.
I always feel like, Deron, Mahomes' runs are back-breaking runs. Like, third and nine, he gets 11. You know, like, what's that feeling like when you think you've got it all taken care of and, boom, he just kind of sneaks out and gets enough yards? Like, he runs like Alex Smith, and I keep saying that's a compliment. Just he knows how to run and pick up that first down.
Well, it's demoralizing if you're on defense because, you know, you're thinking, hey, we're going to get off the field, and all of a sudden he takes off. If it's man-to-man, that's why I'm saying it's so difficult on a defense. Do you play zone against him, and then you open up a lot of receivers down the field? Or do you play man against him, and then all of a sudden, if it opens up, there's a free lane, and then he's going to take it? So you really have a difficult time trying to figure out how to defend him.
Yeah, so how do you think this thing's going to play out on Sunday?
Oh, the Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah.
I can't see a scenario where they lose, right? I mean, Titans are coming in, they're hot, but it's hard to win three games on the road. And if you're a running team, it's just very, very difficult. In this league, you have to score points. If you look at all the teams, for maybe the exception of maybe Baltimore that had a great defense or somebody else, you know, most of the time you got an offense that's scoring points. And this offense can score points. And that's a big difference. And this defense has improved. So I like our chances a lot.
I do, too. Yeah, this defense really has improved a ton from where it
yes.
was, man. I don't think I've ever seen, you know, a unit that late in the season all of a sudden kind of flip a switch and, you know, go from to wow, you know?
Well, I said early in the year, you know, with this defense, you were going to have to give it time to understand how Coach Spagnuolo would want them to play, you know, and to learn what he does. I mean, he's a very seasoned guy. He's been in these games before, so he understands how to take away things that the other team wants to do. And once they got in that groove, I mean, it's been nonstop. They've been really playing championship football, and that gives them an opportunity and a shot to get to the big game.
As a former player, are you
– oh, yeah.
Does this feel like this is
yeah.
for you as well?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know – I never had an opportunity to play in a championship game or get to the Super Bowl. So I guess we're living our careers in Kansas City vicariously through this team right now. And
yeah.
it's fun because, you know, the one thing that I said, we had great teams, we had great players, great defenses, but we never had that guy, right? We didn't have that guy behind the center. We have that guy behind the center now. So it's fun to look at that and see that all those years of waiting for the quarterback to be in Kansas City. Now we have the quarterback in Kansas City that can get it done.
No doubt. Deron, we appreciate the time. Thanks
Thank you,
so
Bob.
Much.
Always good catching
Thank
up.
You.
I'll let you go back and sign some more autographs
right.
for the fans. They're
Thanks
waiting
for,
for you, my
yeah.
man. Deron Cherry with us here on 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.